don't know why we do it. It's never fun. Well, it's not for the person. I guess fun for everyone else. But our New Year's resolutions for everyone else on the show. Today's victim, or I mean person, is Matt. I'll go first for you, Matt.
He is so hype about it. I can tell.
Oh.
I was putting the, I didn't realize we were taking calls on it too, so I had to put the
ear
thing on.
You're good.
I wanted to do a Facebook post, but it was vetoed. We were like, might be too far.
We will ruin our lives.
Yeah.
You can't, I don't check it.
That is the success. Just don't check the comments. Thing,
don't look at it.
You could do it, but maybe at the end of the
week. Are we doing it or not doing it?
At the end of the week.
Are y'all too scared?
I am.
Well, my thing is, if we're asking people now and somebody calls it, we can do it at the end of the week and then ruin our lives.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good to go in the weekend that way, I guess.
I don't.
I guess just don't look at it.
Yeah, just don't look at it.
Impossible. Ruin the weekend.
It's impossible.
It is possible. It's very possible to not look at it.
I know. It's just hard when you,
if you're weak-minded.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I want my feelings to be hurt.
I know. It's just the curiosity will get you, and you're like, oh!
You're feeling emo. You're like, I need a good cry.
Yeah. I want to be unhappy, more unhappy than normal. All right, so my New Year's resolution for you, Matt, for the year, is I want you to show us weekly that you haven't emotionally checked out. I think you're on the brink of, like, something.
How's he going to show you?
That's assuming that I haven't already emotionally checked out.
Damn.
Exactly.
That's
so that's what I'm saying. Shows weekly that you haven't.
Okay.
All right, so I have to check back in.
Yeah. So come in, and I don't know, either it's on air with some sort of emotion or, like, something out of the norm.
Should we have a code word? Like...
Happy.
Sure. Pickle. I don't know. Pickle. He's good.
He's good.
Pickle, he's good.
Pickle is good.
Sauerkraut, you're bad.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I'm using the word to describe that I'm emotionally still invested?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, if you come in, we'll just do a check, right? I don't know. This is you. You tell me.
No, I mean, you do your job, but sometimes I feel like you, I mean, you're just like, you've had it. We've had it with everything.
It's probably, I feel that.
The shoes at home's making very aggravated.
It's not as much.
No, yeah.
Mm-mm. Just here.
Yeah.
Just here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's everything else. It's not just the shoes.
I've never know where I stand with Matt, ever.
That's on purpose.
Yeah. And no one does.
Guessing.
Keep you on your feet.
That's on purpose for everybody.
And I think as human beings, we just skew negative. It's probably not good.
I think on the show, I don't know where I stand with Matt, but then, like, outside of work, when we're texting about shows and stuff, then I feel like we're good.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great conversation via text about the show Traitors. And we were just going back and forth. And even in the hall, face to face. But then I get on the show and I'm like, I think he hates me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I think he hates.
Yeah.
And sometimes in my emails, I'm like, I think he hates me.
Yeah. And we had a good, I rode with him for a couple hours on the ride back. And when I wasn't on the phone with other people, we had a really good conversation.
And then you get out of the car and you're like, I think he hates me.
And when it was just me and him, when it was just me and him at the Berry Patch, I was like,
Yeah, we're
bros.
You're just sipping your milkshake.
We're bros again. Then everyone else shows up. I'm like, I don't think he likes me.
I know. I feel that a
I'm
lot.
Like, I don't think it's on purpose. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all right.
Even sitting, and this is like a little bit behind the scenes, but we have this promotions meeting that we go to every single Tuesday. And it will be great. You know, we're hashing out ideas and everybody's getting along. We're eating a delicious lunch as long as it's sandwiches, because I know you like the sandwiches the best. Mm-hmm. And we're eating. It's great. And then all of a sudden, Matt will say something and I'm like, I think he hates me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did he kind of throw me under the bus? I didn't even involved with that at all.
I'm like, oh, they're okay. Got it.
So be emotionally invested.
Good as well.
Or just show that you are.
Okay.
So not using code words.
And it's not by your work. I mean, you always do your work, but I'm just saying, like, some excitement or something. I don't know.
Okay. I can go next. My New Year's resolution for you, and this is going to be rich coming from me.
Mm.
I think you should start putting the pride aside and asking for help when you need it.
Mm.
If you need it,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, I don't do that.
No, you don't.
Because I don't know how. I'm not sure. But I want to help if you ever feel overloaded or like it's just too much or you've got too many things on your plate. Because you also do another job and that you wear another hat besides mm-hmm. our producer, you know,
and another job.
Yeah. So, I mean, like you have a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it can be, I know it's a lot to juggle all the things, but I think, oh, he's doing fine. But I don't know if you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you ever need help.
Reach out, yeah.
Yeah, reach out. But I don't know if I can help you, but I'll try.
Got it. Okay.
Or I'll ask somebody else to do it because I don't know how.
Okay.
But at least she cares.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That one.
That works.
Okay. I read that and you'd be upset all the time.
Or feel like.
Or seemingly so.
I just seem upset all the time. I'm really not.
Or
feel like we don't care. Because
we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely do. I just don't know. I should be better about offering it, I guess.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And you're right, Katie. I like how you led with, I don't do this, but.
I don't. That's why I say real rich coming from me.
Yeah, Katie can be on crutches and like, I'll get the door for you. No, yeah, you don't need
I'm
to.
I'm good.
Like, what?
I don't know. It feels makes me feel weird in my stomach.
You feel vulnerable, maybe?
I don't it's know. Weird, I don't. That's got to be so. I'll talk to my therapist. Okay. I'm seeing her later. Right. Mm. Okay. Be like, let's unlock this.
Yes.
How can we unpack this?
Yes. What's going on in my, where I can't accept help from other people? I mean, a lot of people do struggle. Like, they don't want to feel like they, oh, I can't do it. I mean, I think that's a common thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, you need it. You need it.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Goodman, what is your New Year's resolution for Matt?
You need to report to Drew about, oh, no, that's not the one. Sorry. That's
he has too many notes over here.
Yeah.
My one to Matt is, I guess it's the same along the lines, is to be less frustrated off the air. More happiness off the air, mm-hmm. which I think is boiled down to the same stuff as, oh, crap, I got to do this and this and this. And I think it's frustrated, overwhelmed. So it ends up in being frustrated.
Ooh, overwhelmed's a very good word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like Katie said, I guess help. And what, and that could be like editing some stuff. We talked about that.
Maybe we could... I mean, I say this, but I don't think it's going to work. Like, writing it down. I mean, for years and years and years, wrote down every minute of the show. But now we're just in different.
It's different.
It's different.
Different roles.
It's very difficult to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could find some help. I'm sure even some people in this building might be able to help that. I know you keep a running log of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Yeah, yeah. That's part of the reason I enjoy being in a separate room is because the way my brain works, I need to get to it as soon as it happens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Whereas,
I see that.
If it happens at 7 and I don't get the chance to get to it until 10:30, it's going to slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so that's part of the reason I like to be able to get to it as soon as we're done so that I make sure it gets done and
yeah,
put that together. Makes, you'd rather not go back.
I don't
mind going back. It's just because so many other things are happening in that 3-hour span, it's going to get pushed back and I'm going to forget about it.
Yeah, I would totally forget.
So I would rather do it in the moment and get it handled.
Yeah. I don't like that you're in another room. And I have asked if we could tear down some walls. They said no.
They said we can't do that.
Cannot do that.
Yeah, screen phone
like, but what if it's Chip and Joanna Gaines who come in and just demolish things? Yeah. Like, no. I don't like that you're over there because I feels very disjointed. Jared can't see you where he's. I mean, you don't know because you don't understand this way the studio is set up if you're listening. But it's like, I'm the only one who can see you.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
When I get upset with Matt, I put my head on
I have to like.
When Jason needs backup or gets mad, I see Jason.
Yeah.
He pops up like a little gopher.
Yeah, I pop my head like, how dare you? Or I need help on this.
Yes, but it just in your normal seat, you can't see
him. I got to turn at least 45 degrees.
Yes.
To,
and lean back.
Yeah, and lean back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Which is a lot awkward. Of that has to do with we have a computers in front of Jared. Jared has computers in front of him. So I have made it a point that I don't want to see Jared's face.
Today's not my day.
All the time because then I get aggravated.
But I think that doesn't help because, you know, it's like the online theory. You know, people are so mean and ruthless and crass and they say things that they would never say to somebody's face because they can't see them.
That's They're hiding behind their keyboard. That's why I exactly want the computer so I can get more rude and crass.
I think that...
Okay. Do you want a computer between you and Katie?
It's
been trending that way.
It's very crass between the two of us.
That's what I'm saying.
We can see each other.
Yeah, it's impossible. We can see each other.
And still do it.
Yeah, think about this. If I had a computer and blocking me and Katie, we probably wouldn't stop screaming the whole time. So
I like
to see her face. And she hates when I stare at her. And then she backs down. And then we just don't talk sometimes for a little while.
No.
Then she backs down. I heard that.
Does not back down.
I'm saying you disengage because you're offended.
I don't do that. That's you.
See, she's doing it right now?
He's doing the mirror thing.
Computer right now, because
you want to borrow a computer?
You are doing the mirror thing where you're telling me the way that you really are.
I just don't want you to go to your safe room. That's fine.
Okay, Snowflake.
All right, see?
All righty.
That's how she fights.
It's okay, buddy.